Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God, a compilation of 7-minute sermons from the Word of God, sermons to help you start your day or end your day. And now, 7 Minutes with God. Well, hello and welcome once again. Our topic today is Genesis. Genesis. In the beginning, Genesis. God made the heaven and the earth. God made, note, heaven is singular here. I did not say God made the heavens. I said God made the heaven and the earth. Right out of your King James Bible. The scriptures do not say that God made the heavens, plural, and the earth, but what heaven are we talking about? The Bible speaks of three heavens. Genesis 2 verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and the host of them. We must understand this is not a contradiction or a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. The key word is in the beginning. In the beginning. That's your key word. Therefore, the beginning was not the beginning of the first and second heavens. It was just as God said, in the beginning, God made the heaven, singular, and the earth. During the next 6 days, God finished making the heavens. Heavens, which included space, stars, planets, Milky Way, all that's out there above us. If we look at Deuteronomy 10, verse 14, we'll read, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is also the Lord's thy God. The earth also, with all that is therein. Now, what do we get from this? Simply that the heaven God speaks of here is that which is above us, stars, planets, and so forth. God says to behold the heaven, not heavens, the heaven. But don't stop there. Then he says, and the heaven of heavens. Wow, we're getting up there, huh? Now, would the heaven of heavens not be the third heaven, God's abode? I think so. The mighty King Solomon, well, he was determined to build a house for the Lord and his kingdom. In 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4, we read, behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord, to dedicate it to him. Verse 5, and the house I build is great, for great is our God above all gods. Verse 6 sums it up. But who is able to build him an house, seeing the heaven and the heavens, heaven of heavens, cannot contain him? Isn't that wonderful? Solomon tried to build a house, an abode upon the earth for God. A kingdom for God upon the earth. Behold, he said, I build a house to the name of the Lord to dedicate to him. He would have preferred that God came and lived in his house that he built for him. Well, of course, we'd all think the same way, wouldn't we? He said, and the house I build is great, for great is our God. Well, is that the truth or not? I suppose. I guess it sure is. Great is God. But who is able to build him, God, an house, seeing the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him. No, sir, cannot contain him. Many well-intended people had a mind to build a house for the Lord God, but realized in the end that the house of the Lord is, in fact, humanity under Jesus Christ. If you are a born-again Christian, then you are a part of such a house. Are you not? Oh, I'm so glad you could join me today, and I invite you to tune in again, once again, for we have many of these sermons coming down that are only approximately 7 minutes in duration. We invite you to come back again at the appointed time and listen to our next sermon. Our next sermon will deal with, the title is, What Do You Think? So you'll be able to cast your opinion. In the meantime, I bid you good day, and may God be on your side.